The Massachusetts Gaming Commission is being asked to pay out more than $2.5 million from a special fund to resolve problems blamed on the construction of the MGM Springfield Casino. The Hampden County Sheriff's Department, a community health center, and two suburban municipalities have applied for community mitigation funds, claiming unexpected costs and other hardships as a result of the casino project. The Sheriff's Department has requested $2 million to offset the cost of relocating a substance abuse treatment center. The Western Massachusetts Correctional Addiction Center was forced to move after 29 years in the same building in Springfield South End neighborhood to make way for the $950 million casino project. Sheriff Mike Ash first asked the state's casino industry regulators for help last year.
Regarding the mitigation money, I know you're limited, you know, as to what you can do with so many needs and so on, but any help that you could provide for us, it would be very, very helpful.
But when Ash appeared before the Gaming Commission about a year ago, he had not found a permanent location for the treatment center and was told to come back when he had. Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby signaled there would be a favorable response to the sheriff's appeal for help.
We have said repeatedly that we will be as helpful as we possibly can, and I think everybody in Western Mass and elsewhere believes in the criticality not only of the sheriff's office but of the treatment facility. So we want to be supportive if we possibly can.
The sheriff's department is proposing to permanently locate the treatment facility at a former nursing home in Springfield, where the annual rent would be about $400,000 more than at its old location. Ash argues it would be unacceptable and unfair if the Substance Abuse Treatment Center, which takes jail inmates from all four Western Massachusetts counties, were put out of existence to make room for a casino.
And it's been the crown jewel of a very, very successful program in corrections, not only in terms of the state, but throughout the country, in terms of impacting inmates who come and have alcohol and substance abuse issues. We've met the challenge. 88% of the inmates that come here, of that 17,225, have completed the program, and the recidivism rate speaks for itself in terms of being outstanding and fighting crime. Isn't that what our mission's all about?
The treatment center has been operating temporarily since last summer at the former Holyoke Geriatric Authority building. Another application to the Community Mitigation Fund asked for $275,000 on behalf of Caring Health Center. Executive Vice President Jasmine Naylor said patients have a hard time getting to the clinic on Main Street because of a shortage of on-street parking and the closing of three parking lots due to the casino project.
Parking is their main concern. They can't get to the doors. They're receiving parking tickets from the parking authority when they do obtain parking. So it's really causing a barrier for them to get the care that they want and need.
Caring Health proposes to use the mitigation funds to set up valet parking for patients and visitors to the Main Street Clinic, which is located directly across the street from the casino site. The towns of West Springfield and East Longmeadow, citing possible increases in traffic, both want money for road projects. West Springfield is asking for $247,500 for design work on the Memorial Avenue reconstruction project. East Longmeadow's request is for $100,000 to update traffic studies. The Gaming Commission will accept public comments on the Mitigation Fund applications through April and is expected to make decisions on funding awards before July. After a slow start in 2015, construction work is expected to intensify in the coming months as MGM looks to hold to a schedule that calls for the casino to open in September 2018. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.